When I was in college many years ago, the overriding theme of my life was already set, that I wanted to write but was destined for numbers. Every semester for 4 years, I would eagerly try to sign up for creative writing, learn that the creative writing courses were all full, and then take another math course instead. Math courses were always available and easy for me. I didn't have to attend class. I could wait until a week before the final exam, open the book and start reading, then pass the final. There really wasn't any point to attending class anyway. The instructors were all Chinese graduate students from Taiwan, and nobody could understand a word they said. Nobody except the other Chinese students. By the time I graduated, I was taking math courses that only math and physics majors needed, left college with a major in accounting, and never did learn anything about writing, which you can probably tell. After college, I went to work at a CPA firm where I discovered I knew nothing about actual real-world accounting and had to be taught from scratch before I could do anything useful. Which brings up a question about my college education. What good was it? After spending 4 years of my life and a crapload of my father's money, I never got to learn what I wanted, took a bunch of math courses I didn't need, where I did all the learning on my own, and was worthless to my first employer. Conventional wisdom says that college diplomas are beneficial both to the individuals who earn them and to society at large, but fewer and fewer people believe it. Look how dramatically the world changed during the 20th century while so-called higher education was staying the same. It's questionable in the extreme that wasting 4 more years of your life and racking up student loan debts to pay for college is a good idea. People are talking about the higher education bubble, comparing it to the real estate bubble that caused the financial crisis. In 2008, people suddenly realized their homes were worth less than they thought. This time, people are going to realize their college degrees are worth less than they thought. You probably saw Occupy Wall Street protesters complaining about their student loans, but maybe you don't realize how enormous the problem is. There's more than $1 trillion of student loan debt outstanding in the U.S., most of it guaranteed by the federal government, which means you and I are on the hook. Much of that debt is owed by people who can't even find a job, let alone make their payments. Our president keeps insisting that more kids in college and more student loans is the answer to all our problems, but it's time to re-examine this particular piece of conventional wisdom. The current university system is outmoded, modeled on what the ancient Greeks were doing 3,000 years ago. Think about that. 3,000 years doing the same thing. Gather self-proclaimed experts in one spot, have the students come and listen to them and hope they learn something. The Greeks didn't even have books back then. Now we have computers and the internet. Shouldn't something have changed? Can you think of another industry which conducts business the same way it did 3,000 years ago? It's ridiculous. At least the Greeks did some educating. The modern university doesn't care two hoots about educating anybody. That's why job applicants show up with degrees, but they can barely read and write. All universities care about is soliciting donations from alumni, applying for federal grant money, and squeezing as much tuition as possible from the poor saps who come to town wanting a degree. Then they funnel the resulting piles of dough into their bulging piggy banks so they can perpetuate flotillas of grotesquely overpaid tenured professors, many of them complete idiots, who seldom even see the poor students who are mortgaging their futures with student loans and sucking their parents dry at the same time. Here's some numbers that will make you sit up and bang your head on the headboard. The University of Michigan, where I went to college, where nobody bothered to make sure my teachers could speak English, where I couldn't get into a creative writing course for 4 straight years, and where I didn't see a single professor until my 3rd year, has $8 billion in the bank. That's cash sitting in the endowment fund. Makes you wonder why the tuition isn't free, doesn't it? The University of Nevada, Reno is closing in on $300 million in its endowment fund, which doesn't sound like much after the Michigan number, but UNR is smaller and younger. Give them time to mature and hone their instincts. After all, greed isn't something you learn overnight. The point is, why did Reno just raise tuition by 13% when they have all that money in the bank? Why is Michigan raising tuition? And if you think UNR and U of M are bad, Harvard has $32 billion in the bank. Harvard could save Europe from its debt crisis if they wanted, or they can wait for Greece to go bankrupt and buy it. The college education scam is worse than ridiculous. It's a crime. Forget conventional wisdom. If your kid is graduating from high school, tell him to get a job. And if he needs to learn something to further his career, find a way that doesn't involve enriching the hustlers of the university system. It's 2012. Anybody who needs to know something about a given subject can Google it, buy any book ever written about it on Amazon.com, or have a Skype video conference on their living room TV with the foremost expert in the world this afternoon, even if he's in Greece. That's today's dose of common sense.